Scientist proposes tiny satellites to sniff out nuclear weapons in space, by Michael Peel in London for the Financial Times. Small satellites would detect nuclear arms launched secretly into orbit, under a new monitoring system proposed by a scientist, to address fears about the militarization of space. The probes would look for telltale emissions of subatomic particles that show spacecraft are carrying such weapons in breach of international law, and with the potential to wreak havoc on thousands of satellites orbiting Earth. The threat of off-planet conflict has grown as powerful countries jostle for supremacy in outer space and rely ever more heavily on it for essential services such as communications and navigation. A surveillance mechanism for nuclear threats could be a vital deterrent to both the deployment of the weapons and the escalation of crises between mutually distrustful nations, said Eric Daniguian, research author. As launches intensify and space becomes more populated, ambiguity becomes dangerous, said Daniguian, associate professor of nuclear science and engineering at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. If one state suspects another of placing a nuclear weapon in orbit, the absence of a verification mechanism makes the crisis harder to manage. If a bad faith actor knows that their attempt will be discovered via inspection, they will be more likely to decide it's not worth pursuing. The proposed weapon spotting satellite could weigh less than 100 kilograms and be made from commercially available equipment, the researcher said. It would work by detecting neutron particles given off from the interaction between the nuclear device's uranium and protons trapped in Earth's magnetic field, the researcher said. The monitoring spacecraft, known as a CubeSat, would need to make about a week of measurements at a distance of 4 kilometers, according to a paper published in Nature on Wednesday. The approach should be politically feasible because it was fundamentally passive and did not involve X-raying or irradiating the satellite being analyzed, Daniguian said. It could be valuable because there is no technical mechanism to ensure compliance with the 1967 Outer Space Treaty, which bans putting nuclear arms into orbit, and is signed by leading space nations. Daniguian said he had shared the paper with many colleagues from national laboratories and defense research institutions, and had generally received strong encouragement to continue his work. At the same time, I was told that while they have done quite a bit of work internally in the classified domain, they cannot share any information due to very strict levels of secrecy, he said. Concerns about potential breaches of the treaty have grown because of U.S. intelligence claims that Russia has been developing a space-based anti-satellite nuclear weapon. Russia's President Vladimir Putin has said Moscow is categorically against the deployment of nuclear weapons in space, although he added that it would have to think about what strategic stability is if the West tried to inflict a strategic defeat on it. The Outer Space Treaty came after a 1962 U.S. test, known as Starfish Prime, showed the potential devastation caused by nuclear explosions in space. The test, carried out 400 kilometers above the Pacific Ocean, damaged or destroyed an estimated 1/3 of the satellites then in low Earth orbit. The electromagnetic pulse from the blast reached the planet's surface and caused disruption to telephones and power systems, including streetlight failures in Hawaii. The mooted monitoring method for nuclear weapons could be a useful tool after further improvement in testing, said Angela DiFulvio, an associate professor at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. It would need technical refinements and proof it could perform in less idealized conditions, including if there were other non-nuclear weapon neutron signals or if suspect satellites tried to evade detection. The weapon monitoring might complement so-called deterrence by denial improvements to satellite security, in which craft use defenses, such as physical maneuvers or anti-jamming technology, to curb the impact of attacks on them, DiFulvio added. Verification addresses the problem from a different direction, she said in a commentary also published in Nature. It could increase the chance that a satellite with prohibited capability is identified before it can be used, reducing the value of secretly placing such a system in orbit. That was Scientist Proposes Tiny Satellites to Sniff Out Nuclear Weapons in Space, from the Financial Times.